Drive Around Forever. If you weren't in it for the love of comedy, like, you have to love comedy to want to do all that bullshit.
That's true, because there is a lot of bullshit.
There's a lot of bullshit.
There's a lot of, like, wonky.
You have to keep it off for the podcast.
Yeah, I just started.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
So don't worry.
Hey, what's up?
All the stuff. All the stuff we talked about before.
Okay.
Confidential. Yeah, so hey guys, we are back. We just had some bomb Chinese food.
Oh, yes.
Actually, Lydia's first experience here in the 626. If you guys have never been down to my area, Monterey Park, Alhambra, wherever you're listening, wherever you're from, this is the Mecca for great Chinese food.
Yes.
So I was able to take my good friend Lydia here on her first experience. Did you like the food?
I loved it. The pork was amazing.
Pork belly? The braised pelly.
Pork. That was amazing. The eggplant was amazing. I fucked with eggplant.
How'd you like the egg? Was the egg chilling?
The egg and the steak was amazing. That steak, what was that?
Which one?
Like the egg and the steak.
It was like a beef thing in there.
That was so good.
Yeah, it was bomb, right?
It was like short rib or something.
Yeah,
right?
It was like chewy, and then
so good.
The soup was pretty chewy.
And the short rib was like just perfectly cooked because it was still a little pink on the inside. I'm
yeah.
like, that's when you know it's good, like well cooked, because they don't overcook it. It's not
yeah.
like super chewy. It's just like right. It was amazing.
I'm really glad you got to try that.
Did
you like the
orange
soup?
Chicken.
The orange
soup
chicken
was amazing.
The orange chicken, can you tell how different it was from like
typical orange chicken? It's not.
They had like orange peels in there, and
yeah, it's not as sweet as the other orange chicken that you could buy at
like
Pan Express
or yeah.
Their orange chicken was very. It was very unique. It wasn't anything I'd ever tasted before.
Like they legit throw an orange like that day. I think what is sad about the fast foods, it's just a recipe.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's how many millions out there? They just fly them out like a package, you know?
Yeah, and you just pour it on. Because
these guys can't cook fucking Chinese food at the mall like that, you know?
Yeah.
You got to have to just
the
give
authentic
some...
ingredients.
Yeah, yeah, so, I mean, that's cool. I'm really glad that you got to experience that.
And that radish soup, like, I never had radish soup, but that shit was bomb.
And
it was radish.
I found out Lydia loves tofu. She loves
tofu house.
So you get like do you get sin tofu, the popular one with the egg, right?
I don't get the egg one. I get like the seafood tofu soon or whatever.
With the little clams.
Yeah, it comes with the clams and the shrimp, and then sometimes the shrimp be pregnant.
Did they give you that big big ass fish?
Yeah, I love that fish.
Yeah.
The last time I went,
that fish reminds me
of
like the fish Heathcliff eats in fucking the cartoon. It's
just
like,
you just like pull out.
Yeah, it's like the perfect look for a fish.
They are weirdly.
Like, it's very cartoonishy, fishy.
That fish is so good.
Yeah.
And last time I went, I ate. My friends were too scared to eat it, right?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you were telling me the nightmare.
Heads.
The nightmare. So we were exchanging, like, nightmare friends stories about when you introduce them to,
like, a different culture.
A different culture.
Yeah.
And Liddy had mentioned this dude who was like, she basically took this guy to a tofu house, and what was he doing? He was asking for like
kimchi fried rice and like something shrimp wonton. Like, that's not on the menu.
It's
the
like,
waiter
wow.
was so like offended and mad. He's like,
Koreans
what kind of
are super prideful.
You bring into my restaurant
shrimp wonton. At that point, he should have just
menu.
Asked for like fortune cookies and like. Fucking, you know, like some, you know, whatever they have at Panda, like egg
so
rolls.
And like the worst part is like, he was like trying to play it cool.
Shrimp.
He's like, I've been here before. I'm like,
no,
dog. No, you
would never ask
before.
For shrimp wontons at
no,
a tofu house.
Never.
If
you,
you
really don't know the difference between all the different types of food in the Asian culture.
It's like, even though it's just food, you're also being just as fucking weird as being like, you know, when people like typecast a race. Where, like, you know, you'll go up to a black dude and, like, bring up a black movie. Oh, I saw NWA. It was great. And it's, like, just because he's black. It's kind of, you're doing that with the food, right? Like, just because it's Asian doesn't mean he's going to have shrimp wontons at a tofu house.
It's stereotyping food,
But that's what I love about where we're at, because at least we have that.
We have that opportunity.
We have an opportunity to introduce people to shit like that. they don't have that a lot, other than where we're at. Like, there's no tofu houses, yeah. Not a lot in the Midwest. And if there is, it's a very small little area. And
yeah. LA's badass in that sense, where you could literally eat a food from every culture. You could literally drive, if you're dedicated to driving and just going.
And, like, legit that culture.
Yeah. You could have anything as far as, like, authentic Creole food or, like, authentic, like, Caribbean food. Like, food, like, straight from the Caribbean or, like, I don't know, like, very authentic Japanese food. Like, I remember I went on a date with a guy who took me to an authentic Japanese food. That shit is not like any other standard sushi you go to. Like, they bring you, like, little plates, almost kind of like
omakase style. Is it the one where it's chef's choice?
Yeah, and they bring you whatever the chef.
Yeah, whatever the chef wants.
Yeah, it's the fresh cod or whatever.
Yeah, that stuff is...
That shit is awesome.
It is awesome. Yeah. It is awesome to be able to, like, experience. Especially, too, is, like, I notice when I go to a different state, they'll always recommend something like, oh, we got good Chinese. And it's like, the minute I roll up, you see the pagoda and how they overdo it being Chinese because it's in this, like, super, you know, white bread state.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, there's a bridge to get over to the pagoda and there's koi fish in the lake. And it's like, all right, this food is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Because you put way too much into making it Asian.
Yeah.
That, and then I would go and I will eat the food and it ends up being garbage because guess what? There's not a concentration of people there. Like here, you went to where we ate, everywhere is Chinese.
Yeah.
There's no gimmick.
That's true. I was the
It just
darkest.
Says now open. They just care about the neon sign shit, and that's it.
I was the darkest person in there. For sure, I was the only.
Yeah, and I noticed they're like, every time I'm in there, my dad said they give me better treatment because I'm not typical Asian.
Yeah,
and they feel like,
yeah,
they were on, oh, who your friend? Oh, good friend. Flirting with me. I was like, all right. All right, you were saying this last week when I was with my dad just because she's not Chinese. You're trying to like, but yeah, that was cool. I mean, here, I always wanted to know, like, if you were on death row and you had like a last meal, I always think of that.
Like, what would I do?
Like, well, and you could only, that's it, your last meal.
It for sure would be like lobster tail with like some crab legs. Like, I would just do all the seafood to the point where
you're
I
a
like,
seafood dude.
I love seafood, yeah. So I would just do all the seafood to the point where I wanted to hurl. So, like, everyone, when I did sit and, like, get electrocuted to death, I would shit fish and everyone would want to vomit everywhere.
Just this putrid fish smell.
Yeah,
just
they'd be like, is that from a fish here?
I don't know if you saw my Make It Wang video, but which we talked about crab legs in there.
At
the buffet,
did?
Eating all the crab legs.
Oh, hell yeah, I did see that.
So it's like, the reason why I did that is because, like, that's our culture. We, like, love
the crab legs.
But I noticed that Chinese people love the value of the crab leg.
Yeah.
So it's like, if they're at a buffet, mm-hmm. why are we going to fuck with shrimp wontons?
No.
When you can have the crab legs. And that's all they do. Like, even when I go with my dad. You can eat anything you want, but make sure you eat all the crap that you can eat. Because it's the most expensive thing.
No, it is.
And you got to fight. Like, if you go, there are people, like, you know, it gets grimy.
And then the crab legs
will cut you off.
The first to go, typically.
First to go.
And then you have to wait for the new batch. Yeah, there's a line.
There's a line. And there's always, like, some Asian lady who thinks it's okay to skip past everyone.
Yeah, and then they pile the plate as high as it can. Yeah. Bitch, you're not going to eat all those crab
legs. You're not going to eat all those, but it doesn't matter.
There's a bunch of us.
Yeah, and then you have to wait for the next batch to come through.
Oh,
yeah.
But I do love a good buffet. That's my favorite thing to do in Vegas. Like,
yeah,
I
good buffet.
About, like, I don't care about gambling, going
out.
I want to go eat and eat all the fucking crab legs.
All the crab legs you could get. You know what's funny is my dad's like a master at eating seafood.
Is he?
Yeah, because I noticed, like, eating seafood is a skill.
It is. Because
it's a lot of cracking shit, and I suck at lobster. Anything with a tool, I'm getting no meat out of it. Yeah, I always get, like, that long skin piece, and the meat's still in there.
And
my dad has to always,
like, pull it out.
Oh, yeah, my dad will, like, he'll, like, eat, like you said, he'll eat the fish, and just the bones come out, or, like, he just knows how to crack.
My mom's like that.
Yeah, he's like, you don't know how to do it. And he'll just grab it and, and he has like a process where it's like a 4-point clip. And then every fucking meat, it just comes out like, you know, perfect. Like a string cheese. Just coffee. Like, here you go. And it's like, I like think that's so cool. Like, I think anything with a skill, I get excited. Like, that's a skill to eat crab legs good or knowing how to cut a lobster and fucking, you know?
Crab is actually pretty hard.
It's hard.
Mostly because
you gotta hit it with a mallet and shit, dude.
The legs are small. There's not a lot of meat in the body. And then they have that weird shit in the crab that looks like shit. Like the brown stuff. I'm like, do you eat that? Like, what is
that? Isn't a crab just a bug in the sea?
It's like a cockroach. Probably.
It is, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
How come they haven't made a movie? What?
I like big crab legs.
Alaskan king crab.
Yeah, the big one.
So recently, like, my friend's son had a birthday, so we went all out and we rented a private room. And it's basically like you give them $800 and they bring out, like, they came out with a crab that was like this big.
Holy shit.
And they're like, is this one okay? And they make like 10 dishes with it.
Oh, that's
so it's like fried crab leg, crab leg over rice, crab leg seafood, crab leg mignon or something.
It's like, so cool.
Yeah, and it was like, it was, oh my God. Yeah, it was probably like the best meal. Like, when you really pay for what you get, you know? When you go to those, like, and granted, I can't afford it. So usually it's always like on some dude's dime, you know, where you go eat that $1,000 sushi meal. And you're like, yeah, this is $1,000 for sure. Like, it's so different. I don't know.
Isn't that crazy to you to think that people actually spend that kind of money on food?
Yes.
It's kind of mind-blowing that people do that.
I think there's levels, right? For us, the $10 is like $10.
Yeah.
But for that guy, the $10 is $1,000. And for the next guy, that $1,000 is $10,000.
Yeah.
So it's like...
It's expendable.
It's expendable.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird to me because I'm like, I don't eat out a lot. Like, I try to, like, always eat at home or, like, something I could cook. And I also love to cook and I love to eat food that I've put together.
What do you cook? What's your, like, normal cooking? Like, what's your favorite thing to make?
I like making steak.
Oh, you're a steak?
If I can make a good steak. Just like on.
So do you know how to like grill one really good or something?
I don't have a grill. I just use like a, cast iron skillet.
Okay.
It has like the grooves in it.
Nice.
And then there's like a whole technique to it because I like it like medium rare. Like I like it very tender in the middle. And so to be able to just cook it on the cast iron perfectly enough and then stick it in the oven to cook the rest just for the perfect amount of time till take it out and then it's like perfectly done. Like that's a skill in itself. But that's my favorite thing would probably be
steak. How often do you eat steak?
It used to be a lot more. I try to only do it like once every couple weeks.
Because just red meat not too good.
Yeah, red meat's not good for you. It's very fatty. But it used to be like every weekend. I was living off steak for a really long time. Like every weekend.
Where would you buy your steak? Like Ralph's?
Anywhere. Like I've tried steak from everywhere. But I would do like Trader Joe's just because they have like the grass fed beef.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just trying to find like a good deal. I just get like this because I'm just feeding myself. So I just get like.
So what do you pair the steak? Do you make little potatoes, little red potatoes?
I would do like some days I would do asparagus. I love to do mushrooms on the side. Like I love mushrooms with my steak.
Do you put sauce on it?
I've been using this like, it's not like a soy sauce. And it's not quite coconut aminos. It's like this. It's not like coconut aminos. I think it's by Bragg's, but it has more of an orange tint to it. It could be similar to a teriyaki sauce, but like way more saltier, not as sweet. But I love that sauce.
Like maybe ponzu?
Kinda, yeah, like a ponzu sauce.
Have you had Korean barbecue or shabu before?
Yeah, it's my shit. I love Korean.
So you've had Korean barbecue. Yeah, you seem pretty well versed in that.
Yeah.
Have you ever dated a Korean guy or?
I didn't date a Korean guy, but I did have a really good friend that was Korean.
And you guys would always go to like Korean barbecue or?
I actually went to more Korean barbecue with my Vietnamese friend.
Oh, okay.
She would take me to all these different K barbecue places in Garden Grove.
Oh, right.
And like that's where I like really learned like how to use a radish roll, you know, because like at authentic Korean barbecue, it's not just like the rice paper or whatever.
Yeah, you gotta hit, you gotta fuck with the radish. I actually like the radish better.
I do too. I don't like the rice paper.
I think that fills you up too quick.
Yeah.
What's your favorite barbecue meat? Is it the brisket, the thin one?
I do like brisket. I like the short rib the best.
The one with the marinara, that's like kind of sweet.
And I think that's why I like steak so much, because I like short rib. Like, short rib is my shit. And that's why I really liked the egg stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It reminded me of short rib. And
chewy.
It was
kind of
sweet,
yeah.
I fuck with short rib. How about you? What's your favorite meat?
Let's see here. I think, honestly, it'd probably have to be, I don't know. Probably the beef brisket. I like the thinner.
Yeah.
You don't have to chew too much. And it's, I like kind of like a, I don't like soft. I like kind of like chewy and a little hard.
Okay.
But not too.
You like the bulgogi?
I do. I like that stuff.
Bulgogi is pretty good.
But it gets it's sometimes a little sweet, so you get sick of it quick.
Yeah. But it's very fatty. It's just like a.
But like a good steak, like a steak.
No, steak is my shit.
Yeah, like a fucking, like a steakhouse steak.
Yeah.
Like an 8 ounce or whatever.
The problem was I was eating steak so much that I was getting the runs. And I was like,
yeah, you get diarrhea from it, right?
Yeah, from eating too much steak, and it was happening. And I was like, I don't know. And I think it's just like the high fat content in steak.
Yeah, is it? And you feel like the moment before you get the runs, you feel so bad. Your stomach really hurts.
It's so bad.
It's like, is this natural that I should be feeling hurt?
I really think steak is just like rotten.
It's just so bad. Because let's be real. My vegan homies, they're chilling, dude. Uh-huh. Their body weight is
down. Really? I've seen some pretty fat
vegans. There's some fat vegans, but I think like the vegans that, like my one friend who... I mean, if they know how to cook good vegan and eat good vegan, but then some people just are vegan and they just eat bread all day.
They just eat carbs, yeah. They don't know what to eat, so they eat carbs. I tried to do the whole plant-based diet.
How long did that last?
What the Health.
Yeah, What the Health.
It lasted longer than I'd like honestly.
Months?
It was like 6 or 9 months.
Yeah, you're right. I went on that trip too.
What the Health, yeah. Mm-hmm. And... it was good because it taught me to be, again, I like to cook. So, like, it taught me to, like, be creative with food.
Yeah.
And, like, really learn how to just.
It is creative, though. What I like is when the vegans go outside of. Because you have to reconstruct, like, a thing.
Yeah.
Like, vegan chicken, vegan tamales, vegan.
I would try to go. There was, like, one vegan spot that was, like, vegan Vietnamese food. And I love pho. And I love Vietnamese food. And so I was, like, okay. Like, I felt like I really was sacrificing, like, the things I like to be
vegan. How was the vegan Vietnamese place?
Oh, it was trash.
Trash.
Like, it was, like, seitan, like, pho steak. And it was just, like... like, this doesn't taste like real meat, bitch. Like, no. Yeah.
Well, the
give
part
me
of
the
broth.
I want to see that shit bleeding.
Well,
you know?
Part of what makes that soup good is the meat. It's what the broth is made out of.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much just kind of destroying the whole. That's why I think it's weird that they want to make a vegan. Like, how about not make that at all? You're just destroying. Well, if you go vegan chicken, you're being like contradictory of the chicken.
I recently saw a comedian say that, like, there's no such thing as chickenless wings. That shit is just fried cauliflower. Fried cauliflower.
Yeah.
I'm calling it
yes, or, like,
wings.
There was someone who was like, stop using our names and create your own names.
Yeah, call it for what it is.
Like, like cauliflower, something like comes, like, maybe a new name. You can create your own lane, you know?
Yeah.
But I think I know it's for the people who want to experience.
They feel like they're sacrificing the things that they like to be for a good cause or for health or whatever it is. And so they're trying to make up for it by making these fake ass food-alikes.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I think the only thing I fucked with heavy being vegan like that, I love the pizzas.
I could fuck with the vegan cheese vegan just because it wasn't so
really?
Like.
No.
You didn't like the Daiso cheese?
I don't like vegan cheese. Tastes like fucking cardboard. Tasted like newspaper.
Yeah, that is true. It is pretty newspaper.
You know, like when you smell newspaper, that's what that cheese reminds me of.
It's pretty much newspaper,
newspaper
with bread. Like melted
fresh.
Newspaper.
It was like just yeast and orange coloring. That's what it was. It's so bad.
Yeah, man. Meat is pretty good.
Meat, cheese is good. I could fuck with a good cheese.
You eat a lot. Do you do the cheese and wine thing? Like
yeah.
You need a pair of cheese with wine?
Yeah, I love making my own like charcuterie boards.
Yeah. Do you fuck with wine? Are you a wine person? You like having a glass of wine here and there?
Yeah, I always have like a bottle of wine in the house. It's always like a red blend. I will fuck with, like, rosé. Like, a girl loves a good chilled rosé.
Yeah. How about champagne? Champagne poppy?
I'll fuck with champagne. Champagne just gets me way too drunk and fucked up. Like, I go from zero.
I've never
to
had
champagne.
I've never, like, gotten drunk off
really?
Champagne after, like, noon. Because you always have had it,
it's
like...
a morning thing.
Oh, yeah. Had it Bellagio, all you can drink champagne.
Yeah. I don't... That's the hard thing, too, is because, like, when do you really get to day drink? And so, like, I'm not day drinking all the time.
So you
except
lose
when
it,
I'm
right?
on vacation.
I had this girlfriend. She was so annoying. Like, we would go to the all-you-can-drink champagnes.
Uh-huh.
And we would Uber there, and I'm, like, ready to turn up. And she felt like it was rude to, like, get too many refills.
What the fuck? What's the point of it?
Yeah,
that's
she's just like, no, we're ready on our third bottle. Bitch, it's unlimited.
Yeah. That's
it's bottomless. These are shitty champagnes.
They market that.
Where I'm going to get the headache later in like an hour. Like it's not like we're sipping Dom Perignon you know what I mean? It's like Cook's champagne. It's
it's the shit.
So anyway.
They're getting for free. They
or,
bottle get six for free.
I had all those, so I was with this girl for a year where it was like my friends nicknamed her mom. Because she'd always scold me. Like, every time we'd go...
They called her... That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, is the mom... Is the mom coming out?
And I'd be like... Did they call her mom in front of her?
No. Like, my best friend would be like, is the mom coming?
Mom
I was
coming?
Like... she's like,
so
are you going to get scolded today? Or, like... Because every time we would be... Even with my friends, I'd get a good scolding. Of like, maybe I asked for a refill and it had any food on my table or something. Like...
Was she Asian?
No.
What was she? She's
like Native American and white.
Why was she so particular?
She was just very like particular, like very particular. Like I think she went to a one of those mannerism schools and shit in like England. Like she is like trying to be like way too proper, and I'm not proper like that.
Yeah, no.
I was like, you're dating a guy who smokes weed and skateboards. Do you think I'm going to say no to a fucking champagne bottle? Like, get the fuck out of here. I'll steal Coke and then put it in a water cup. You know, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Actually, I won't do that one. I'm kidding. I did have a friend.
You better not do that shit with me.
I don't do that.
I will call you out on it.
I swear to God, I don't do that. But I had a friend I linked up with, and he was, like, old high school. And this is what's sad. Is a lot of my friends just see what I'm doing on Instagram and Facebook, but they don't see that with this comes change.
Yeah.
Not saying that I'm a different person. I am the same guy, but my values have changed.
Okay.
I don't like steal shit anymore.
Yeah.
I don't do the grimy shit I did when we were kids.
Yeah.
I don't tag anymore. I used to do the water cup thing, you know, like when I was a kid. So I had linked up with a friend who just never grew up out of that.
Okay.
Like he was still tagging.
Really?
And we're like 30-year-old guys. Like I picked him up. First thing it was annoying as fuck. We went to In-N-Out.
Okay.
He didn't have money for food, so I bought his ass a burger. He wasn't getting the combo.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'll get you a cheeseburger. Cool.
Yeah.
And a water cup.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, this dude goes, no shame. We're sitting in the middle table and the soda's and the water cup is like dark brown. I'm like, bitch, because, at least put Sprite in there and, like, hit it, you know?
What does he do for work?
Nothing. He was just bumming it, like, living off his girl. And I remember just losing a lot of respect for that because I was like, that's pretty bad.
Sad, yeah. You can't be in your 30s doing that shit.
And he still tagged.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he had a right, like, like, where did he go? And he's out there like scribing on the phone book or phone booth thing, the little window.
Are you serious?
I'm like, dude, don't do that. That's like cool. You're ruining the guy's window. Like, that's not like, but as a kid, we would do that. It was like, we wanted to mark our shit. But you can't do that at 30. I was like, put that into some graphic design, dude. Yeah. Like, don't.
You like, someone has to replace that.
And even my friends, man, I remember it, he was embarrassing me in front of my other skater friends. Because even though we're in this, like, really free culture, like, we're still, like, mature about our
respectful,
shit. And this, like, guy came around and they're like, dude, don't bring that guy around ever again. That guy was just, yeah, they're like, that guy's fucking low.
Why was he low?
He was just tagging and like soda. Smoking weed. And that was like, okay, granted, we're at this one park. We're at this underground parking lot skating.
Okay.
And there's a little, you know, the booth that comes in, the little valet, the ticket booth.
Okay. Yeah.
So granted, we're nice. We're like not even supposed to be there, but it's cool enough that we can be there on a Sunday and skate there, because normally during the weekdays you get kicked out.
Yeah.
So we want to be respectful as we can. Yeah. We just skate. We don't leave trash there.
Yeah.
And this guy, oh, where did Petey go? He's in the valet. The ticket was tagging.
Tagging
inside.
Oh, no.
And we're like, dude, no. Yeah. And guess what happened?
You guys got kicked out.
Oh, not only do we get kicked out, fucking banned. Like, now they put cameras in there. So because of him, he ruined our spot. And it's like, why? No, the ticket guy doesn't care who you are. There's not going to be some like random tagger who like stumbles in there and is like, oh shit, you know.
That's so cool. Let me find you on Instagram.
Yeah.
He's
like
tagging his Instagram.
There's no purpose for that.
You
know, go to like a graffiti yard, go to a fucking abandoned train station.
Get a canvas.
Get a canvas. Write in your book. You know, you gotta get those little books. Get
Sell
that public. Get it published. Yeah.
Sell your art on the street. If you like tagging someone,
oh,
tag.
It
on
was
your own
so fucking embarrassing. It's
That is embarrassing.
It's like, I'm cool with things that like people might do that I feel like, all right, that's funny. You know, you're still mature, but. When it comes to, like, fucking other people's things up, that's where when you learn to grow up. Because then you learn to take responsibility to be like, I should not do that because of this.
You know? I think when it comes to a place where your shit gets vandalized or your shit, and you're like, I work hard, I want nice things. And, like, someone comes and ruins that or something for you. Like, I don't know. Like, I never got why people key other people's cars. Like,
yeah,
out
that's...
of anger. Like, I never understood that. And that still happens. That happens by grown-ass adults. They key other people's cars. And I'm like, that is such a bitch to go get a paint job.
That's such a bitch to get a paint job.
I want to drive around in a car I'm proud of, right? I've worked hard. I pay the payments.
Now
everyone car,
thinks you're
I
a bitch.
I take it to get all the
But once they
done.
See the key, they
it's
think.
So the key, it's all, oh, that person is a shit person.
Yeah, slut.
She pissed someone off. She pissed the wrong person off. And I never understood.
Did you ever get keyed?
No, but I've heard, like, I have friends who keyed people's cars. And I'm like, that's just shit. I've never understood. I'm like, why would you do that? Just because that car parked too close to them and they couldn't get out.
Nah,
get
that's
out
not
of
cool.
their car. And so they were pissed that they got trapped in, so they keyed that person's car on the way out. And I'm like, that's so shitty.
I'm not gonna lie, I almost was gonna key someone's car this one time, and I was so mad because she had took my space in this like really busy parking lot, and I had been waiting hours, and she just went in there and acted all like she didn't steal
she
it.
Know, yeah.
And I went up to her car and I had my key out. And I was going to, like, slash her tires. And granted, I've never done this before. But my conscience kicked in. I got the end of the day.
You just
I just had to walk.
You have to walk away.
5 minutes longer.
Yeah.
Like, is this really worth all this problem?
It's not. And I had a friend who, my friend in high school got her car keyed by this girl that really didn't like her. She got her car keyed a couple times. One of the times we were convinced it was another girl at our school. But I'll never forget, like, I don't remember all the details of what happened, but I'll never forget of how we felt, like, in that situation. Like, when someone hated you that much who was out there, but they wanted to key your car. And, like, in high school, to have a car to drive is a big fucking deal, right? And then when someone comes through and vandalizes that and then makes the whole school knows that that person keyed your car, and now you're driving around a keyed car because.
Did she find out who it was?
Probably
had some ideas though.
We had ideas because she was like, there's one girl that just really hated our group of friends, and like we would always clash, and there was like girl fights that would happen. I remember it was like my friend was dating this boy, and then his brother also had a girlfriend that was like a different group of friends, and she was just kind of crazy. Like she wasn't in the right. She had like serious mental issues, and like she felt like we would bully her because we didn't always accept her just because she was fucking crazy, and she would retaliate by like getting drunk and like keying her car, and like she got in a girl fight with one of our friends, and it was like full on. This is like good content. We should probably talk about
it. Yeah. So we were talking about.
My mom used to make brain because like brain is like a delicacy in agriculture, and like.
What kind of brain?
Just cow brain. You just go to the deli.
Isn't it like if a guy's getting brained, he's getting head?
Yeah, that's what it means. Yeah. But no, brain is like a delicacy, and it looks. My mom used to cook it with eggs. So I would come home and that shit would freak me out. Like, I don't want to eat brain.
It did look like a brain?
It literally did. It had grooves.
Oh,
in
no.
And it was gross, and she would mash it up.
And they always have to say some shit like it makes you smarter.
Yep.
How's eating someone's brain going to help my
brain? Too.
It's going to make me dumber.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to shit in a field all day.
There's probably like so much bad shit in cow brain for you. Like parasites or I don't know. Have you ever heard of that? That's why I was scared of getting a cat. They say, like, cats can carry all these parasites that could actually, like, live in your brain and make you dumb.
Really?
And, like, a lot of people have it. I mean, I could be so wrong. I could be so fucking wrong right now. But I swear I heard this somewhere.
Have you been feeling dumber from your cat?
I was scared of getting a parasite. Yeah, and my cat actually had worms. Tapeworms.
It's so gross.
And then
that
my
like,
dog went and was eating the cat shit before I found out the cat had tapeworms.
He was eating the shit.
Oh yeah,
oh,
dogs
man.
Love cat shit.
Like as a food?
Yeah.
What the fuck? You know what's weird? I feel like if we weren't trained any better, we would do weird
probably,
shit like that too.
We'd probably be eating each other's shit.
We would eat each other's shit with no cares. You know what I mean? We'd be just like
shooting
grabbing flies and just like.
Yeah.
Like, if we were savages and we weren't taught taste or, like, a rest.
To wash our hands.
Okay, so if I threw you into the woods and no one raised you and you just grew up, just growing up, do you think you'd just be eating shit everywhere?
I've heard, actually, as a special ed teacher, I've come across, like, a lot of crazy shit in my life. Just, like, a lot of kids who've, like, grown up in foster care or, like, got moved into foster care. You know, like, kids who... were in really, really bad situations at one point, who also had special needs, right? That's like a very unique situation. And there was one kid, very severe autism, who was left in a hotel room by himself, by his parents. His parents abandoned him in a hotel room somewhere in middle America, or it could have been California, who knows. But they literally said he was eating the shit from the toilet when they found him. He was like 3 or 4 and he would go into the toilet and eat shit because there was no food. And so that's what he did. And when he got adopted or moved into a foster home and he moved to the school district, that's when I ran into this kid. And the aide that worked with him would have to stop him from eating his own shit every time he took a dump. So like someone would have to go into the bathroom with him.
What?
And he would take a dump. And they would have to stop him from him trying to take the dump out of the toilet and eating it.
Whoa.
Because he built this such a bad habit because who knows how long he had been by himself.
Oh my God. But you think if you're by yourself, you would eat shit like that?
A kid with special needs who doesn't know better and is hungry.
You don't think it smells bad?
Kids with special needs.
They just don't smell.
There's no instinct there. They don't know.
God, we're so lucky to know what like good food tastes like. You know what I mean?
It tastes like shit.
Because it's like, what if we were eating shit and drinking piss and like, you know what I mean?
Some people, that's all they know.
Yeah, and it's just what you're taught.
Well, there's some people, I wonder if kids with autism, if they can taste differences in food. Do you think like they can understand like what a really good steak tastes like versus shit? Or does it all taste the same to them?
I'm sure it would taste way different.
No, I have some kids with autism that, like, don't like ice cream.
Oh, they can't.
They don't eat sugar. They don't eat chips. Like, they'll eat,
that's
like,
just being smart.
They just, no, but, like, they don't like it. Like, okay. They don't, they're very texture specific where they can only eat certain types
like
of
shit.
Foods. Like, they'll eat, I work with a kid right now who just eats fries. That's all he eats. And he eats chicken and rice. And he didn't always eat chicken and rice. Like, we had to build him up to chicken and rice. But he would eat fries and pasta and... Or it'd be like rice and beans, very bland food.
Is he into vegetables?
No, I cannot get him to eat a vegetable. He'll literally, like, I've accidentally, like, slipped a vegetable. Like, we've gotten, like, a chicken and rice bowl that had vegetables in it, and I tried to give it to him, and he literally spit it out of his mouth. And he'll regurgitate his food in public if he doesn't like the taste.
The after school problems teaching, I was, like, so appalled because they would all, you know, it'd be, we did get a snack, a lunch, and a dinner. So everyone would line up for their lunch and then we would cross them off.
Mm-hmm.
And right when they get it, they'd like do free throws into the trash can with it.
So disrespectful.
And it was literally like you would look in the trash and it would just be like a pile of string cheese.
Yeah.
And, you know, raisinettes and, you know, whatever they always ate, like the stupid peanut butter and jelly sandwich thing. But I was just, I feel so bad because I was like, I just wanted to secretly steal these bags and just go to Helter Skelter and just throw them out, dude, because it's so much food that they waste.
Yeah,
and then I'm thinking, like, I know it's government subsidiaries or whatever, but it's like, who's in charge of the food?
It's the cafeteria ladies. That's what we call them. But they,
like, what, this is such
strict.
Shit food.
It's very strict. And there was actually a big lawsuit with Starbucks that happened because Starbucks wouldn't. They would give out their old food to the homeless people. And one homeless guy got really sick. Got like E. coli or something. Went to the hospital.
Like
sued the shit out of Starbucks. Sued the shit over a free sandwich he got.
And he won
about a big ass settlement. So now all these companies, including the school district, they can legally cannot give out their food. It's a legal thing.
So these people are taking risks, huh?
Yeah, because, which is... Fuck that guy for suing.
That
no,
was a shit
move.
Yeah.
You were fucking homeless. You needed
yeah, you're,
a sandwich. And
you're lucky you got E. coli.
Yeah. And fuck that judge who actually gave him that settlement, you know? But I don't know how sick.
But that's
the
world we live in, you know? It's like everyone can get sued. I could sue you tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, you could sue me. All you have to be like, oh, he took me to this restaurant. I got sick and I didn't agree to eat there. And, like, you would probably win. If you wanted to do some shady shit, I could, too.
Yeah, you could.
We could just make something to sue each
you
other.
You could be
over.
Like, I didn't agree to pay, but I paid because you didn't
oh,
offer.
Yeah, take, we can go on
take
TV
to
and take
you
to Judge Judy.
Over a damn
over, like, not
date.
Splitting the bill. You get rewarded, like, $1,000 settlement.
My cousin actually...
It's so stupid.
My cousin got sued by a guy that she went on a date. She went on a couple dates with him, and... He paid for everything. He paid for all the dates, like anything she
he
wanted.
Sued her?
He paid. And in the end, she was like, you know, I'm not really that into you. And he sued her for all the money, and he kept all the receipts, and he came to court. And, like,
that is
showed the
appalling.
Judge. And my cousin had to show up to court, and the judge was like, are you fucking serious?
Oh, my God.
Like, don't, like, I don't know
what
to tell you.
That's like a joke that even entered a courtroom. That is some, like, let's talk about this,
he,
dude.
He, like, sued her for, like, a couple grand over all these, like, dinner dates and stuff. And,
dude,
like,
if you guys are listening, hey, there's a lane. We're not saying it's bad.
What?
But there's probably some guys right now are probably listening, like, fuck, man, that's a good idea. Like,
yeah, no,
who
don't
got fucked.
That.
But
just don't, if you don't want to pay for a girl's meal, don't take her out. Do something else.
Coffee the first date.
Coffee.
Or boba, buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
The, what is this?
Do
we
a
got
a picnic in the park.
We
like,
got
I
an energy
know.
Drink, buy one, get one free.
Hell
rain,
yeah.
Rain energy.
Just, I mean, there's 100 of them. You could go to the beach, you could do.
Picnic in the
know.
Park is chill. I think
the way
I would roll is you get a picnic, a bottle of Lambrusco. At Trader Joe's, like $4.99, chill that bitch, and then like maybe two falafel rolls,
yeah.
Even the falafel rolls, And then maybe like a strawberry, some strawberries, some ashti champagne.
I've had guys like pack me food that they've made, and I remember being like, "Wow, that's really thoughtful.
It's really cute, yeah.
It's really thoughtful to like go."
The
like,
mom used to do that for me. The school, she'd make me lunches and shit.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, like a note in the lunch. I was like, "Okay, this is kind of creepy."
Where would she write on the note?
Just like, "Have a great day. Stay shining."
Stay shaking.
It was pretty positive. Yeah.
Was she Asian or was she Arab?
No, she was.
Arab mom?
No. No. She was half black and half white.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so there was two moms. There was a nice one and there was the scold mom.
Okay.
So I had two long-term relationships, right?
Okay.
The one that I was with, she was half black, half white, but okay. She was really, it was like creepy sweet. Okay. I was like, it's just like too much sweet.
So you dated two girls that were kind of like moms?
Yeah. So the first one was a good mom. Like she'd write the notes and like.
When was she packing your lunches?
We were living. So she. Have you ever seen like Big Mama's House? Or bringing the house down with Queen Latifah?
Yeah. Okay.
So Steve Martin brings this like, you know, he brings Queen Latifah home and like, she like ends up, the family falls in love with her. And then that's what happened to my girlfriend.
Okay.
So originally it happens like I snuck her over.
To where?
To my house. Cause I lived with my mom and then she got caught.
Okay.
Cause you know how like a guy sleeps over the next morning, what is he leaves. Mm-hmm. When I go to work, I don't want to see you when I come back. Yeah. You have to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We have breakfast. Oh, you know, sleep for a couple hours and then just leave the key.
Yeah.
So instead of her leaving, I get a call at work. Mom is losing the mind. There's a black girl in our house. So I was like, weed. I see her weave. Yeah, she feels like she was just saying all this shit. Her heels are here. Like, who is this chick?
Okay.
And then I'm just telling my mom. I was like, oh, you know, it's this girl I'm dating. I'm so sorry.
Uh-huh.
And then I got kind of mad because then I had to call her and just be like, hey, like,
why are you still in my house?
Yeah, I told you my mom was going to be back. She's like, I'm sorry. So I ended up she was a really nice person.
Uh-huh.
And this is my train of women is great, but disasters.
Okay.
Like they're so awesome, sweet, but they're using that to compensate for some
other hot mess that they are.
Hot mess or, and they have to be overly nice because everything else is just going wrong.
Wait, why was she a hot mess?
Okay, so she was getting kicked out of her apartment, is crazy Russian roommate texting her every fucking 10 minutes trying to get her clothes back or something. She was a go-go dancer.
Okay.
So I met her at a pool party.
Okay.
And then we started hanging out, and then we were hanging out, and then hanging out. And then I was like, okay, let's go back to the house, and then wake up, and then you think, okay, goodbye. You know, no, stayed.
She stayed.
And then stayed for four more months.
Before.
So she straight like
moved in.
She kind of like, I got ambushed a little bit. And so
why?
She just had no place to go. And Grant, I was super attracted to her. I liked her.
Uh-huh.
And any normal guy sitch, like if you're feeling a girl, just, all right, you just stay with me, you know, let's figure it out. It, okay, this is going to sound really bad. I think this is what gave my mom cancer. I'm not lying, because it was so much stress
for her. Why?
Because my mom is typical Asian mom, loves her privacy.
Okay.
She's never had a situation with other than my dad and me and my sister. Now, so my mom and dad like separated, not legally.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sister had already been gone.
Okay.
So they kind of left my mom and it was just me and her.
Okay.
So I jeopardized basically being an adult to stay at home the way you probably do to take care of your mom.
Yeah.
So I didn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And that was hard on me because I'm hitting 30.
Yeah.
I've never lived in a college dorm. I never went anywhere. Just I've been with my mom. But I can't leave.
You felt stuck.
I felt stuck.
The same way. Yeah. I felt like I couldn't go away to college.
I couldn't do anything.
I couldn't do shit. I felt trapped. In the sense, I still do. And I'm like approaching 30 and I'm like, I can never move anywhere. I have to stay here because of all the responsibilities I've taken on. Do you feel like it's made you really resentful?
No. Like? So what happened was when she passed, it made me feel very like good. Because I was like, you stayed with her till the end.
Okay.
Because I'm the guy that as much as I want to do so many things,
mm-hmm.
I'll always do what's right. I'm like Homer. I'm a fucking idiot. But when it comes down to Marge, I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to pick the family and I'm going to make the right choice.
Yeah.
And so I knew, like, as much as I want to go and live George life, I'm just going to bring the party back home. Like, all right, mom, you want to be my roommate? Let's do this shit. I'm bringing girls home. You know, fuck you. Smoke weed in the house. I mean, I went full on, like, listen, you know, you got to understand I'm an adult now.
Yeah.
So I think when I brought the girl home, she wasn't ready for it. And my dad was
like, 30.
Yeah, but she just wasn't.
She couldn't understand.
Oh, yeah. She would leave the fuck. She would leave for a week to her sisters. Never seen her do that. Where my mom doesn't come home. And she's like calling me like a, you know, like a girl in a breakup. Like, hi. I haven't talked to her in a few days. Oh, I'm at your aunt's house.
Because you have this.
Yeah, she was just so awkward out.
Damn, do you feel bad about that?
Well, no, because, you know, eventually what happened is my mom got used to Lisey, but her name was Lisey. She was just overpoweringly nice.
Okay.
Whereas, like, every time she saw my mom was like Elmira and a doll, like on Animaniacs. Like, like Alice, yeah. And my mom's probably like, you know.
But then your mom grew to love her.
Yeah, she liked her because she was very resourceful. Like, she'd dye my mom's hair, cook for us. Oh, it's like she became like bringing down the house. Like,
she
was like the nanny, the fucking cook. I'd come home, she's got an apron on and a fucking, you know, one of those big spoons. And like, my mom's on the couch eating, watching TV. Yeah. I'm just like, fresh pedicure. Like, I mean, like, just fucking, holy shit. And then she got cancer during that process. And so the girl that I was with was just very, like, helpful. And I found out something crazy about the girl that I dated. Because along with all the things, like, she had a dark past, and I finally found out because one day we're hanging out, a little picture of a boy comes out of her wallet. And I knew it was probably her son, right? Yeah. So, very handsome kid. And then I'm like, who's this? And then she just couldn't, like, hold back her tears.
She started crying.
This is Carmelo's junior. I was like, oh, there's a senior. She's like, what you don't know is that I'm from, like, Naval Intelligence. She was Marine Intelligence. She had served in the Marines for over 8 years.
What?
And her husband was like a lieutenant.
Okay.
But you can even search. She's like, I want you to watch this video. And she pulls up online 2020, Carmelo Rodriguez. You could type this, and it's a whole story about how there was this really handsome young colonel who had got misdiagnosed with a rare skin condition, but they thought it was something very minor. And it turned out to be this really crazy form of cancer. And it spread out and killed the guy in like 5 months.
Her husband. Okay.
So like literally they showed pictures of him all like super handsome, dieseled out. And then like, he's like burnt crypt keeper. Freaking in a matter of months. And so
they had kids together.
And they had that one boy together. And then
what happened to the boy?
He came down actually and started living with her. She was from Texas originally. And then the boy actually flew out to be with her.
So he was older.
And at that time, my mom was dying. And I had to help her get her own place because he's not going to come live with me, you know?
Yeah.
So I got her all situated. She started living in downtown L.A. And then I just felt like there was so much happening with my mom's cancer and then her and her son. Like, I couldn't do it. It was too much. And then I was like, not a happy breakup because I normally am usually like getting my heart broken, but I had to be the one to be like,
break it off.
And I just remember, she was pissed.
But how old was the son? She just like up and left her son.
Yeah. What I didn't like is I think she was trying to escape her reality with what had instead of dealing with it, she just decided that she's going to move to Hollywood and become a fucking, you know, star like they all do. And she go-go dances and she would just freaking party at raves and do Molly all the time.
Okay.
And I think what turned me off the most is when she had her son over, we had planned this like day to go watch the Super Bowl game. And then I went over to the house cause she wasn't picking up her phone. And I opened the door, and it was almost like a crime scene. There was, like, so much dust and shit in the air. It was, like, it just looked really ratchet. And I go, what the fuck? And I'm like, is anyone here? And he's like, I'm here. And I just see this little, I just see this little boy in the corner of this fucking dump. It smells like shit. No one, the dishes haven't been done. They had, like, a little cat, and the fucking cat's, like, meowing everywhere. And just, and I just remember seeing, like, dust particles of him surrounded in just, like, filth.
Shit.
And he's just, like, so, like, I was like, maybe he has autism because he doesn't know that this is not right.
Yeah.
He's in the corner just playing on his little phone.
How old was he?
He's like 11 or something.
Oh, that's so sad.
So I'm like, Carmelo, he's like, hey, what's up? I was like, what, have you eaten? He's like, no. Are you hungry? No, I'm cool. Where's your mom? Oh, she hasn't been here for like the last 3 days.
Are you kidding?
And I'm like, days? Like, doesn't she know like we had a, because at this point we were giving each other space. So I wasn't like keeping up to anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, doesn't she know that we were going to go? He's like, no, not at all. I haven't seen her. I was like, have you eaten, dude? He's like, not really. I was like, oh, fuck, dude. I just felt so bad. So I was like, dude, get in the car, man. So we got in the car. I took him to go watch the Super Bowl game. And, you know, I got him fed. Yeah, and he's all, and we're, like, having a good time. Like, it was awesome. And I'm scared of being a dad. I'm scared of kids, you know. Yeah. Now I'm used to them. But at the time, I was like, I don't know. I'm not going to dad up this dude.
Yeah.
But it made me feel like a dad at that moment. Like, like I was like, oh,
like
taking on the responsibility.
Yeah.
And he was happier. And then I finally get the text from her. I'm so sorry. I got caught up with my friend Beth. Where are you guys? And I'm like, the game's almost over. She's like, oh, I'll be there right now. And she comes with her friend. They are tweaked out of their minds. And granted, this is like a sports bar, right? So it's like guys, like men.
Yeah.
And they just come in with like fucking fairy things on. Like they didn't change from the club they were at. Glow in the dark litter everywhere. The hair. It's just like. They were like,
so
they were clowns. Yeah. Like people just looked like, oh God. Because they're coming into a fucking Super Bowl game. It's not about that.
Yeah. No.
So not she sits Super down game. And I can tell they're tweaking or they're coming down because the girl, her friend Beth, won't shut the fuck up. Okay. Talking through the whole game. I'm going to do this. Shut the fuck up. This is the Super Bowl. And then she's over there just like licking her lips. Like, I don't know if you've ever done
teeth,
coke, but she's grinding her teeth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yikes.
That's horrible. So I hope you called, like, what is it? Department of Child and Family Services.
I wasn't that knowledgeable to do any of that at the time.
So what'd you do? You left the kid?
So I just, after that day, I just was like, I can't even be with you at all. Like, that was like, ugh.
But you left the poor kid.
No, well, like, he just stayed with mom, and I, like, now he's chilling. Like, I talked to him throughout.
You still do?
Oh, he's all grown up, and, like, you know, he's got, like, good genes, so he's all, like, you know, super handsome now.
Yeah.
He's one of those kids that, like, he would do it on his own anyways.
Yeah,
was he? Okay. So, I haven't really talked to her, but that was the last.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know if I could ever date someone who had kids, but your situation is different because you didn't know she had all that.
And she just...
Was she at least good when she lived with you? Like, she cooked, she cleaned?
Oh, everything was good.
Really? It was just when she was by herself.
It was like mechanical.
Dude, then that's crazy. She really needs that companionship. That's what that means.
It was even like, she's even like, you don't give me enough, like, sex. Like, you know you can have it anytime you want it.
Yeah.
Like, even that was like, it was like a button.
It was like taxing.
It was like, okay, let's go, you know? And I don't know. It was just, it was a lifestyle I wasn't ready for.
Yeah.
And I remember my comedy suffered and my job suffered because I was so stressed out that I didn't need someone around me that much and that long. And like everything I did that was sacred became compromised.
Yeah.
I couldn't like write a joke without her trying to tag it, you know, or
she wanted to
go to audition and like, can my girlfriend audition? Like, it's fucking embarrassing, dude.
Yeah.
No. And those are the things that made me just want to be like, you're fucking bringing me down.
Yeah.
You're positive. You're lovely. But I'm not going to appreciate you like the way you should.
Yeah. You deserve someone that's going to be.
You need like a rich guy who's like got it all together. And like, you could do that and he'll love it.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm a broke comedian. I'm trying to make it, you know, like I can't have you freaking. I can't have all that energy going to this.
I had, I felt like my ex was kind of that same way, where he was like, this is too much, like trying to be like, why? But it was different because we were, he proposed to me and we were engaged. And so like, I thought that was what he wanted, was like a life to like settle down. And like, one of the things he said was like, he felt like he couldn't please me in bed because I always like wanted it. And like, he couldn't live up to the task. And like, he told everyone, he's like,
was
yeah, we're breaking up because I can't please her. I'm like, why would you tell people that?
Is he a funny guy?
No, he's not funny. I think he low-key had autism. I think he was on the spectrum.
Was he, would, can he not please you though? Like when you...
No, he totally could. I didn't even know what like coming was. Like that girls were supposed to come during sex until I started dating him. Like I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, he oh, so you...
Yeah, I came for the
But most girls don't know that or what?
Yeah, like a lot of girls don't know what it's like to come. They've never experienced that. And I remember I had a roommate who was in her 30s and never came. And she was like, what does it feel like?
Fuck,
like,
that sucks.
It kind of feels like your vagina sneezing. Like, it feels like your vagina sneezing. That's what it feels like.
Oh, my God.
And so, like, she was like, really? I was like, yeah. And then I would talk her, too. I'm like, okay, like, you kind of have to, like, rub this part, like rub your clit, like
rub
a lot, like get a really good vibrator, like try it. And I remember
get a rabbit.
She came for the first time on her own and she was like, wow. And then she was like addicted. Like she just wanted to come every time. Like every time she had sex, she wanted to come. But then it also improved her relationship.
Does it feel like, I wish women knew what a guy felt like. I'm just wondering if it.
It like makes your whole body tingle, right? Does your whole body tingle when you guys come?
And it just feels, but I think ours is like for a second and then it goes away.
No, ours is.
And then we feel like shit after.
Really?
Yeah, it's like you feel a little.
Dip out.
You feel a little shameful, and then you're chilling again.
Why do you feel shameful?
I think it's shameful is when you're like maybe when you get too crazy or something, and you might.
Maybe it depends on who you're with. Do you think?
No, it's not shameful. I think masturbation sometimes can feel shameful.
Shameful.
Just because sometimes, you know, you might venture off into a new category. And
yeah. I know what you're
Why
talking
did
about.
I jack off to that? That was very...
I felt shameful after sex growing up a lot. But it was mostly...
But you shouldn't. There's nothing wrong with pleasure, right?
No. It took me a while. And even, I think that when you... It depends on who it's with.
Yeah,
I think if you're like not proud or happy to be the person you're with, or there isn't like a return on your investment, kind of mean like you're into him and he's not that.
It needs to be
a
connection,
very mutual and like a really deep connection for it to like
really feel great,
not feel bad. Afterwards.
So for you, like after that had happened, was that a long time ago? Is that like recently?
What the
ex? The coming for the first time?
Oh yeah, that was a long time ago. I was probably like. 22.
So do you expect that 21. Now with going forward? Like, oh, now I know.
Yeah, now I know how to get there. It's a lot easier. It's
how about, like, if the homie goes and you don't go, is it, like, piss you off?
A little bit, yeah.
Really?
Not too bad, because I'm, like, I know, like.
How to get there?
Yeah, I know how to take care of myself at the end of the day. Like, I know how to do it, but I'm, like. I feel like part of a man's duty, though, is, like, to...
Figure
this could be,
out.
Like, totally... This might be totally sexist. But I feel like part of the man's duty is to, like, not provide a service, but, like...
Make the girl come.
Make the girl feel good. And, like, one way to make a girl feel good is, like... And making her feel special would be to, like...
That's a big one. Yeah,
making
her feel...
Yeah, special.
It's more... for that to happen, though, it's more mental, huh? Like, maybe, like, than it is physical for a woman to, like, come like that? Does she need to be more into the dude? Or can he naturally do that without the connection?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I've never, like, just had, I've had shallow sex. I won't say that I haven't. But, yeah, it's probably harder to come when it is shallow sex.
But is it funner? Isn't shallow sex funner because it's less, less fucks given, so you get more crazy, or
yeah, it is like a lot more eventful, where it's like you feel like your heart's racing, you're doing something naughty, and that part's like kind of hot, you know?
Yeah.
Just being like acting like a little slut can be fun sometimes. Versus when you're in like.
Do you have like special like suits you wear for that? Those like
only for like guys I've dated. I've dressed up for them.
You ever do the all black latex thing?
No, but the last guy I dated was like really, we were like very adventurous in the sense where like he had gotten like a massage table. And, like,
whoa, he got like a ramp?
He got
you,
like,
got,
a
you guys had a sex ramp?
Not a sex ramp. No. did we have a sex pillow?
A swing?
No, we used like, can't remember if we used like a wedge. For sex, we would use like pillows and stuff, and like he had a massage table, and he always had this fantasy of like having sex with a girl on massage, like while getting a massage. It was
so. Did you
fantasy.
Do that? Did you
yeah,
do that?
We did that. That was fun.
So you massaged him, and then so
and then, yeah. And then
so like it was like a happy ending.
Kind of yeah, but he was upset because like we weren't having unprotected sex yet. Like we were staying protected like,
oh, okay.
on both ends, and then I got really excited.
Wait, what do you mean both ends? He had a diaphragm.
No, like I was on birth control and then we were still using condoms.
Okay.
And we just hadn't progressed yet to be like, okay, we're having unprotected sex. And everyone's different. Like some guys can just jump into unprotected sex and other guys are like, okay, I really have to learn to trust you and stuff. Or we have to really learn to trust each other and like know that it's just us and we're not fucking around with other people for us to have unprotected sex. So he was that kind of guy that was like, I really need to trust you first.
Okay, hold on. Just reset.
Good content. We should
probably talk. Yeah, so we were talking about
My mom used to make brain because like brain is like a delicacy in agriculture and like
what kind of brain?
Just cow brain. You just go to the deli.
Isn't it like if a guy's getting braided, he's getting head?
Yeah, that's what it means. Yeah. Yeah. But no, brain is like a delicacy, and it looks. My mom used to cook it with eggs. So I would come home and that shit would freak me out. Like, I don't want to eat brain.
Did it look like a brain?
It literally did. It had grooves.
Oh,
and
no.
And this girl, and she would mash it up.
And they always have to say some shit like, it makes you smarter.
Yep.
How's eating someone's brain going to help
my brain? A cow's
brain,
too.
It's going to make me dumber.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to shit in a field all day.
There's probably, like, so much bad shit in cow brain for you. Like, parasites or, I don't know. Have you ever heard of that? That's why I was scared of getting a cat. They say, like, cats can carry all these parasites that could actually, like, live in your brain and make you dumb.
Really?
And, like, a lot of people have it. I mean, I could be so wrong. I could be so fucking wrong right now. But I swear I heard this somewhere.
Have you been feeling
like,
dumber from your cat?
I was scared of getting a parasite. Yeah, and my cat actually had worms. Tapeworms.
So gross.
And then
that
my
like
my dog went and was eating the cat shit before I found out the cat had tapeworms.
He was
so
eating
like,
the shit.
Oh yeah,
oh,
dogs
man.
Love cat shit.
Like as a food?
Yeah.
What the fuck? You know what's weird? I feel like if we weren't trained any better, we would do weird
probably,
shit like that too.
We'd probably be eating each other's shit.
We would eat each other's shit with no cares. You know what I mean? We'd be just like
shooting
grabbing flies
out.
And just like. Yeah. Like, if we were savages and we weren't taught taste or, like, a rest.
To wash our hands.
Okay, so if I threw you into the woods and no one raised you and you just grew up, just growing up, do you think you'd just be eating shit everywhere?
I've heard, actually, as a special ed teacher, I've come across, like, a lot of crazy shit in my life. Just, like, a lot of kids who've, like, grown up in foster care or, like, got moved into foster care. You know, like, kids who were in really, really bad situations at one point, who also had special needs, right? That's like a very unique situation. And there was one kid, severe autism, very severe autism, who was left in a hotel room by himself, by his parents. His parents abandoned him in a hotel room somewhere in middle America, or it could have been California, who knows. But they literally said he was eating the shit from the toilet when they found him. He was like 3 or 4 and he would go into the toilet and eat shit because there was no food. And so that's what he did. And when he got adopted or moved into a foster home and he moved to the school district, that's when I ran into this kid. And the aide that worked with him would have to stop him from eating his own shit every time he took a dump. So like someone would have to go into the bathroom with him.
What?
And he would take a dump. And they would have to stop him from him trying to take the dump out of the toilet and eating it.
Whoa.
He built this such a bad habit because who knows how long he had been by himself.
Oh my God. But you think if you're by yourself, you would eat shit like that?
A kid with special needs who doesn't know better and is hungry.
You don't think it smells bad?
Kids with special needs.
They just don't smell.
There's no instinct there. They don't know.
God, we're so lucky to know what like good food tastes like. You know what I mean?
It tastes like shit.
Because it's like, what if we were eating shit and drinking piss and like You know what I mean?
Some people, that's all they know.
And yeah, it's just what you're taught.
Well, there's some people, I wonder if kids with autism, if they can taste differences in food. Do you think, like, they can understand, like, what a really good steak tastes like versus shit? Or does it all taste the same to them?
I'm sure it would taste way different.
No, I have some kids with autism that, like, don't like ice cream.
Oh, they can't.
They don't eat sugar. They don't eat chips. Like,
that's just being smart.
They don't like it. Okay. Like, they're very texture specific where they can only eat certain types of
shit.
Foods. Like, they'll eat. I work with a kid right now who just eats fries. That's all he eats. And he eats chicken rice. And he didn't always eat chicken and rice. Like, we had to build him up to chicken and rice. But he would eat fries and pasta. And, or it would be, like, rice and beans. Very bland food.
Is he into vegetables?
No, I cannot get him to eat a vegetable. He'll literally, like, I've accidentally, like, slipped a vegetable. Like, we've gotten, like, a chicken and rice bowl that had vegetables in it. And I try to give it to him, and he literally spit it out of his mouth. And he'll regurgitate his food in public. Like, the taste.
The after-school problems teaching, I was, like, so appalled because they would all, you know, we did get a snack, a lunch, and a dinner. So everyone would line up for their lunch, and then we would cross them off.
Mm-hmm.
And right when they get it, they'd like do free throws into the trash can with it.
So disrespectful.
And it was literally like you would look in the trash, and it would just be like a pile of string cheese.
Yeah.
And, you know, raisinettes and, you know, whatever they always ate, like the stupid peanut butter and jelly sandwich thing. But I was just, I feel so bad because I was like, I just wanted to secretly steal these bags and just go to Helter Skelter and just throw them out, dude, because it's so much food that they waste. Yeah, and then I'm thinking, like, I know it's government subsidiaries or whatever, but it's like, who's in charge of the food?
It's the cafeteria ladies. That's what we call them. But
this is such shit food.
It's very strict. And there was actually a big lawsuit with Starbucks that happened because Starbucks wouldn't. They would give out their old food to the homeless people. And one homeless guy got really sick. Got like E. coli or something. Went to the hospital. Sued the shit out of Starbucks. Sued the shit over a free sandwich he got.
And he won
about a big-ass settlement. So now all these companies, including the school district, they can legally cannot give out their food. It's a legal thing.
So these people are taking risks, huh?
Yeah, because which is... Fuck that guy for suing.
That was
fuck
a shit
move.
Yeah.
You were fucking homeless. You needed a sandwich. And
you're lucky you got E. coli.
Yeah. And fuck that judge who actually gave him that settlement, you know? But I don't know how sick.
But that's the world
we
live in, you know? It's like everyone can get sued. I could sue you tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, you could sue me. All you have to be like, oh, he took me to this restaurant. I got sick and I didn't agree to eat there. And like you would
People
probably win if you wanted to do some shady shit. I could too.
Yeah, you could.
We could just make something to sue each
you
other.
You could be
over.
Like, I didn't agree to pay, but I paid because she didn't.
Oh yeah,
we
can go on TV
to
get a Judge Judy
over a damn
over
lunch
like not
date.
Splitting the bill. You get rewarded like $1,000 settlement.
My cousin actually.
It's so stupid.
My cousin got sued by a guy that she went on a date. She went on a couple dates with him and. He paid for everything. He paid for all the dates, like anything she wanted.
He
paid. And in the end, she was like, you know, I'm not really that into you. And he sued her for all the money and he kept all the receipts and he came to court and like
that is
showed the
appalling.
Judge. And my cousin had to show up to court and the judge was like, are you fucking serious?
Oh my God.
Like, don't, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
what to tell you.
That's like a joke that even
take.
Entered a courtroom. That is some, like, let's talk about this,
he,
dude.
He, like, sued her for, like, a couple grand over all these, like, dinner dates and stuff. And,
dude,
like,
if you guys are listening, hey, there's a lane. We're not saying it's bad.
What?
But there's some guys right now are probably listening, like, fuck, man, that's a good idea. Like,
yeah, no,
we
don't
got
do
fucked.
That.
But
just don't, if you don't want to pay for a girl's meal, don't take her out. Do something else.
Coffee the first date.
Coffee.
Or boba, buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
What is this?
Do
we
a
got
picnic a picnic in the park.
We
like,
got
an
energy
know.
Drink, buy one, get one free.
Hell
rain,
yeah.
Rain energy.
Just, I mean, there's 100 other, you could go to the beach, you could do
Picnic in the park is chill. I think the way I would roll is get a picnic, a bottle of Lambrusco at Trader Joe's, like $4.99, chill that bitch. And then like maybe two falafel rolls, and then maybe like a strawberry, some strawberries, some ashti champagne.
I've had guys like pack me food that they've made, and I remember being like, wow, that's really thoughtful.
It's really cute. Yeah,
it's really thoughtful to like go.
The mom used to do that for me. The scold, she'd make me lunches and shit.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, like a note in the lunch. I was like, okay, this is kind of creepy.
What would she write on the note?
Just like, have a great day. Stay shiny.
Stay shiny.
It was pretty positive. Yeah.
Was she Asian or was she Arab?
No, she was. Arab
mom?
No, she was half black and half white.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so there was two moms. There was a nice one and there was the scold mom.
Okay.
So I had two long-term relationships, right?
Okay.
The one that I was with, she was half black, half white, but she was really, it was like creepy sweet. Okay. I was like, it's just like too much sweet.
So you dated two girls that were kind of like moms?
Yeah. So the first one was a good mom. Like she'd write the notes and like.
When was she packing your lunches?
We were living the, well, okay. So she, have you ever seen like Big Mama's House? Or bringing the house down with Queen Latifah?
Yeah. Okay.
So Steve Martin brings this like, you know, he brings Queen Latifah home and like, okay. She like ends up, the family falls in love with her. And yeah. Then that's what happened to my girlfriend.
Okay.
So originally it happens like I snuck her over.
To where?
To my house. Cause I lived with my mom and then she got caught.
Okay.
Cause okay. You know how like a guy sleeps over the next morning? What is he leaves. Mm-hmm. When I go to work, I don't want to see you when I come back. Yeah. You have to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We have breakfast. Oh, you know, sleep for a couple more hours and then just leave the key.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So instead of her leaving, I get a call at work. Mom is losing the mind. There's a black girl in our house. So I was like, weed. I see her weave. She was just saying all this shit. Her heels are here. Like, who is this chick?
Okay.
And then I'm just telling my mom. I was like, oh, you know, it's this girl I'm dating. I'm so sorry.
Uh-huh.
And then I got kind of mad because then I had to call her and just be like, hey, like,
why are you still in my house?
Yeah, I told you my mom was going to be back. She's like, I'm sorry. So I ended up she was a really nice person.
Uh-huh.
And this is my train of women is great, but disasters.
Okay.
Like they're so awesome, sweet, but they're using that to compensate for some
other hot mess that they are.
Hot mess and they have to be overly nice because everything else is just going wrong.
Why was she a hot mess?
Okay, so she was getting kicked out of her apartment. Is crazy Russian roommate texting her every fucking 10 minutes trying to get her clothes back or something. She was a go-go dancer.
Okay.
So I met her at a pool party.
Okay.
And then we started hanging out, and then we were hanging out, and then hanging out. And then I was like, okay, let's go back to the house, and then wake up, and then you think, okay, goodbye. You know, no, stayed.
She stayed.
And then stayed for four
She's
more
done that
months.
Before.
So she straight like
moved in.
She kind of like I got ambushed a little bit, and so
why?
She just had no place to go. And Grant, I was super attracted to her. I liked her.
Uh-huh.
And any normal guy sitch, like if you're feeling a girl, just all right, you just stay with me. You know, let's figure it out. It okay. This is gonna sound really bad. I think this is what gave my mom cancer. I'm not lying, because it was so much stress
for her.
Because my mom is typical Asian mom, loves her privacy.
Okay.
She's never had a situation with other than my dad and me and my sister. Now, when my mom and dad like separated, not legally,
mm-hmm.
and then my sister had already been gone.
Okay.
So they kind of left my mom and it was just me and her.
Okay.
So I jeopardized basically being an adult to stay at home the way you probably do to take care of your mom.
Yeah.
So I didn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And that was hard on me because I'm hitting 30.
Yeah.
I've never lived in a college dorm. I never went anywhere. Just I've been with my mom. But I can't leave.
You felt stuck.
I felt stuck.
The same way. Yeah. I felt like I couldn't go away to college.
I couldn't do anything.
I couldn't do shit. I felt trapped. In the sense, I still do. And I'm like approaching 30 and I'm like, I can never move anywhere. I have to stay here because of all the responsibilities I've taken on. Do you feel like it's made you really resentful?
No. So what happened was when she passed, it made me feel very like good at, because I was like, you stayed with her till the end.
Okay.
Because I'm the guy that as much as I want to do so many things, I'll always do what's right. I'm like Homer. I'm a fucking idiot. But when it comes down to Marge, I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to pick the family and I'm going to make the right choice.
Yeah.
And so I knew, like, as much as I want to go and live George life, I'm just going to bring the party back home.
Yeah.
Like, all right, mom, you want to be my roommate? Let's do this shit. I'm bringing girls home, you know, fuck you. Smoke weed in the house. I mean, I went full on, like, listen, you know, you got to understand, I'm an adult now.
Yeah.
So I think when I brought the girl home, she wasn't ready for it. And my dad
you
was
were
like,
30.
Yeah, but she just wasn't.
She couldn't understand.
Oh, yeah. She would leave the fuck. She would leave for a week to her sisters. Never seen her do that. Where my mom doesn't come home. And she's like calling me like a, you know, like a girl in a breakup. Like, hi. I haven't talked to her in a few days. Oh, I'm at your aunt's house.
Because you have this.
Yeah, she was just so awkward out.
Damn, do you feel bad about that?
Well, no, because, you know, eventually what happened is my mom got used to Lisey, but her name was Lisey. She was just overpoweringly nice.
Okay.
Whereas, like, every time she saw my mom was like Elmira and a doll, like, on Animaniacs. Like, Alice! Yeah! Uh-huh. And my mom's probably like, you know?
But then your mom grew to love her?
Yeah, she liked her because she was very resourceful. Like, she'd dye my mom's hair, cook for us. It's like she became, like, bringing down the house. Like,
she
was, like, the nanny, the fucking cook. I'd come home, she's got an apron on and a fucking, you know, one of those big spoons. And like, my mom's on the couch eating, watching TV. Yeah. I'm just like, fresh pedicure. Like, I mean, like, just fucking, holy shit. And then she got cancer during that process. And so the girl that I was with was just very, like, helpful. And I found out something crazy about the girl that I dated. Because along with all the things, like, she had a dark past, and I finally found out because one day we were hanging out, a little picture of a boy comes out of her wallet. Aww. And I knew it was probably her son, right?
Yeah.
So, very handsome kid.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, who's this? And then she just couldn't, like, hold back her tears.
She started crying.
This is Carmelos Jr. I was like, oh, there's a senior. She's like, what you don't know is that I'm from, like, Naval Intelligence. She was Marine Intelligence. She had served in the Marines for over 8 years.
What?
And her husband was like a lieutenant.
Okay.
But and you can even search. She's like, I want you to watch this video. And she pulls up online 2020, Carmelo Rodriguez. You could type this, and it's a whole story about how there was this really handsome young colonel. Who had got misdiagnosed with a rare skin condition, but they thought it was something very minor, and it turned out to be this really crazy form of cancer, and it spread out and killed the guy in like 5 months.
Her husband. Okay.
So like literally, they showed pictures of him all like super handsome, dieseled out, and then like he's like burnt crypt keeper. Freaking in a matter of months. And
so
they
had kids together.
And they had that one boy together. And then
what happened to the boy?
He came down actually and started living with her. She was from Texas originally.
Uh-huh.
And then the boy actually flew out to
so
be with her.
So he was older.
And at that time, my mom was dying and I had to help her get her own place because he's not going to come live with me, you know?
Yeah.
So I got her all situated. She started living in downtown LA. And then I just felt like there was so much happening with my mom's cancer and then her and her son. Like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It was too much. And then I was like, not a happy breakup because I normally am usually like getting my heart broken, but I had to be the one to be like,
break it off.
And I just remember, she was pissed.
But how old was the son? She just like up and left her son.
Yeah. What I didn't like is I think she was trying to escape her reality with what had, instead of dealing with it, she just decided that she's going to move to Hollywood and become a fucking, you know, star like they all do. And she go dances and she would just freaking party at raves and do Molly all the time.
Okay.
And And I think what turned me off the most is when she had her son over. We had planned this like day to go watch the Super Bowl game. And then I went over to the house because she wasn't picking up her phone. And I opened the door and it was almost like a crime scene. There was like so much dust and shit in the air. It was like, it just looked really ratchet. And I go, what the fuck? And I'm like, is anyone here? And he's like, I'm here. And I just see this little, I just see this little boy in the corner of this fucking dump. It smells like shit. No one, the dishes haven't been done. They had like a little cat and the fucking cat's like meowing everywhere. And I just remember seeing like dust particles of him surrounded in just like filth.
Shit.
And he's just like, so like, I was like, maybe he has autism because he doesn't know that this is not right.
Yeah.
He's in the corner just playing on his little phone.
How old was he?
He's like 11 or something.
Oh, that's so sad.
So I'm like, Carmelo, he's like, hey, what's up? I was like, what have you eaten? He's like, no. Are you hungry? No, I'm cool. Where's your mom? Oh, she hasn't been here for like the last 3 days.
Are you kidding?
And I'm like, days? Like, doesn't she know like we had a, because at this point we were giving each other space. So I wasn't like keeping up to anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, doesn't she know that we were going to go? He's like, no, not at all. I haven't seen her. I was like, have you eaten, dude? He's like, not really. I was like, oh, fuck, dude. I just felt so bad. So I was like, dude, get in the car, man. So we got in the car. I took him to go watch the Super Bowl game. And, you know, I got him fed. Yeah, and he's all, and we're like having a good time. Like, it was awesome. And I'm scared of being a dad. I'm scared of kids, you know. Yeah. Now I'm used to them. But at the time, I was like, I'm not going to dad up this dude.
Yeah.
But it made me feel like a dad at that moment, like, I was like, taking on the responsibility, and he was happier. And then I finally get the text from her. I'm so sorry. I got caught up with my friend Beth. Where are you guys? And I'm like, the game's almost over. She's like, oh, I'll be there right now. And she comes with her friend. They are tweaked out of their minds. And granted, this is like a sports bar, right? So it's like guys, I mean, like men.
Yeah.
And they just come in with like fucking fairy things on. Like, they didn't change from the club they were at. Glow in the dark litter everywhere. The hair. It's just like, they were like, so they were clowns. Yeah. Like, people just looked like, oh God. Because they're coming into a fucking Super Bowl game. It's not about that.
Yeah. No.
So she sits down and I can tell they're tweaking or they're coming down because the girl, her friend Beth, won't shut the fuck up. Okay. Talking through the whole game. I'm going to do this. Shut the fuck up. This is the Super Bowl.
Damn.
And then she's over there just like licking her lips. Like, I don't know if you've ever done coke, but she's grinding her teeth. Yeah. And I'm like, yikes. That's
horrible. So I hope you called like, what is it? Department of Child and Family Services.
I wasn't that knowledgeable to do any of that at the time.
So what'd you do? You left the kid?
So I just, I just, after that day, I just was like, I can't even be with you at all. Like, that was like, ugh.
But you left the poor kid.
No, well, like, he just stayed with mom, and I, like, now he's chilling. Like, I talked to him throughout.
You still do?
Oh, yeah. He's all grown up, and like, you know, he's got like good genes, so he's all like, you know, super handsome now. And
yeah.
He's one of those kids that, like, he would do it on his own anyways.
Yeah,
was he?
Okay.
So, I haven't really talked to her, but that was the last.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know if I could ever date someone who had kids, but your situation is different because you didn't know she had all that. And then she just... Was she at least good when she lived with you? Like, she cooked, she cleaned.
Oh, everything was good.
Really? It was just when she was by herself.
It was like mechanical. Mess.
Dude, then that's crazy. She really needs that companionship. That's what that means.
It was even like, she's even like, you don't give me enough, like, sex. Like, you know, you can have it anytime you want it.
Yeah.
Like, even that was like, it was like a button.
It was like taxing.
It was like, okay, let's go, you know? And I don't know. It was just, it was a lifestyle I wasn't ready for.
Yeah.
And I remember my comedy suffered and my job suffered because I was so stressed out that I didn't need someone around me that much and that long. And like everything I did that was sacred became compromised.
Yeah.
I couldn't like write a joke without her trying to tag it, you know, or
she wanted to
go to audition and like, can my girlfriend audition? Like, it's fucking embarrassing, dude. Yeah. No. And those are the things that made me just want to be like, you're fucking bringing me down.
Yeah.
you're positive, you're lovely, but I'm not going to appreciate you like the way you should.
Yeah, you deserve someone that's going to be.
You need like a rich guy who's like got it all together, and like you could do that and he'll love it.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm a broke comedian. I'm trying to make it, you know, like I can't have you freaking, I can't have all that energy going to this.
I had, I felt like my ex was kind of that same way where he was like, this is too much, like trying to be like, why? But it was different because we were, he proposed to me and we were engaged. And so like, I thought that was what he wanted was like a life to like settle down. And like one of the things he said was like, he felt like he couldn't please me in bed because I always like wanted it. And like, he couldn't live up to the task. And like, he told everyone, he's like,
was
we're breaking up because I can't please her. I'm like, why would you tell people that?
Is he a funny guy?
No, he's not funny. I think he low-key had autism. I think he was on the spectrum.
Was he, was, can he not please you though? Like when you...
No, he totally could. I didn't even know what like coming was. Like that girls were supposed to come during sex until I started dating him. Like I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, he oh, so you...
Yeah, I came for the
But most girls don't know that or what?
Yeah, like a lot of girls don't know what it's like to come. They've never experienced that. And I remember I dated, I had a roommate who was in her 30s.
Yeah.
And never came. And she was like, what does it feel like?
Fuck, that sucks.
It kind of feels like your vagina sneezing. Like it feels like your vagina sneezing. That's what it feels like.
Oh my God.
And so like, she was like, really? I was like, yeah. And then I would talk her too. I'm like, okay, like you kind of have to like rub this part, like rub your clit,
rub
like a
clit.
Lot, like get a really good vibrator, like try it. And I remember
get a rabbit.
She got, she came for the first time on her own and she was like, wow. And then she was like addicted. Like she just wanted to come every time. Like every time mm-hmm. she had sex, she wanted to come. But then it also improved her relationship.
Does it feel able, like, does it feel, I wish women knew what a guy felt like. I'm just wondering if it.
It like makes your whole body tingle, right? Is your whole body tingle when you guys come?
And it just feels, but I think ours is like for a second and then it goes away.
No, ours is.
And then we feel like shit after.
Really?
Yeah, it's
is
like you feel a little.
Like dip out.
You feel like a little shameful, and then you're chilling again.
Why do you feel shameful?
I think it's shameful is when you're like maybe when you get too crazy or something, and you might.
Maybe it depends on who you're with. Do you think?
No, it's not shameful. I think masturbation sometimes can feel shameful.
Be
just because sometimes, you know, you might venture off into a new category. And
yeah. I know what you're
talking
about.
Why did I jack off to that? That was very...
I felt shameful after sex growing up a lot. But it was mostly...
But you shouldn't. There's nothing wrong with pleasure, right?
No. It took me a while. And even, I think that when you... It depends on who it's with.
Yeah.
I think if you're, like, not proud or happy to be the person you're with, or there isn't, like, a return on your investment, kind of mean, like, you're into him and he's not that
It needs
to
be,
you.
Yeah,
needs
a connection.
It needs to be very mutual and, like, a really deep connection for it to, like, really,
really feel great.
Not feel bad. After.
So, for you, like, after that had happened, was that a long time ago? Is that, like, recently?
What?
The coming for the first time?
Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago. I was probably, like, 22.
So do you expect that 21. Now with going forward? Like, oh, now I know.
Yeah, now I know how to get there. It's a lot easier.
How about, like, if the homie goes and you don't go, is it, like, piss you off?
A little bit, yeah.
Really?
Not too bad, because I'm, like, I know, like...
How to get there?
Yeah, I know how to take care of myself at the end of the day. Like, I know how to do it, but I'm, like... I feel like part of a man's duty, though, is, like, to...
Figure
this could be,
out.
Like, totally... This might be totally sexist. But I feel like part of the man's duty is to, like, not provide a service, but, like...
Make the girl come.
Make the girl feel good. And, like, one way to make a girl feel good is, like... And making her feel special would be to, like...
That's a big one. Yeah,
yeah,
making
her
feel...
Yeah, special.
It's more... for that to happen, though, it's more mental, huh? Like, maybe, like, than it is physical for a woman to, like, come like that? Does she need to be more into the dude? Or can he naturally do that without the connection?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I've never, like, just had, I've had shallow sex. I won't say that I haven't. But, yeah, it's probably harder to come when it is shallow sex.
But is it funner?
Isn't shallow sex funner because it's less less fucks given, so you get more crazy or...
Yeah, it is like a lot more eventful where it's like you feel like your heart's racing, you're doing something naughty, and that part's like kind of hot, you know?
Yeah.
Just being like acting like a little slut can be fun sometimes. Versus when you're in like...
Do you have like special like suits you wear for that? Those like
only for like guys I've dated. I've dressed up for them.
You ever do the all black latex thing?
No, but the last guy I dated was like really... We were like very adventurous in the sense where like he had gotten like a massage table. And, like,
whoa, he got like a ramp.
He got...
You guys had a sex ramp?
Not a sex ramp. No. Did we have a sex pillow?
A swing?
No, we used like... I can't remember if we used like a wedge for sex. We would use like pillows and stuff. And like he had a massage table and he always had this fantasy of like having sex with a girl on a massage, like while getting a massage.
Did you do that?
Yeah, we did that. That was fun.
So you massaged him and then...
And then
it was like a happy ending.
Kind of, yeah. But he was upset because like we weren't having unprotected sex yet. Like we were staying protected on both ends. And then I got really excited.
Wait, what do you mean both ends? You had a diaphragm?
No, like I was on birth control and then we were still using condoms. Okay. And we just hadn't progressed yet to be like, okay, we're having unprotected sex. And everyone's different. Like some guys can just jump into unprotected sex and other guys are like, okay, I really have to learn to trust you and stuff, or we have to really learn to trust each other and like know that it's just us and we're not fucking around with other people for us to have unprotected sex. So he was that kind of guy that was like, I really need to trust you first.
Okay, hold on, it just reset.